In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the municipal building and distributed to the Hunter and View, Courier News, the Express Times, Hunter County Democrat, and Star Ledger. Could you all please rise for flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have the presentation of minutes. First is the minutes of the special and executive session meeting for October 18th, 2017. Can I get a motion to approve or changes?
I'm good. Is everybody good? I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the special and executive session meeting of October 18th, 2017.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Then we have the meeting minutes for the regular meeting of October 18th, 2017. Any changes or...
I'm good.
A motion?
Everybody's good? I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of October 18th, 2017.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Then we have the second executive session meeting minutes for October 18th. Do we have a motion to approve?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Can I get a motion to open a public comment limited to agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 It's open public comment limited to agenda items only. And there will be a separate session for the ordinance if it's any items on that. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. The ordinance, this is a public hearing.
Mayor, I'm going to step out now, if you would excuse me.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing for Ordinance 2017-09, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of 244 plus or minus acres of property designated as Block 50, Lot 10, Block 51, Lot 1 and 5, Block 53, Lot 12, and Block 56, Lot 15. Can I get a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Before we go into regular public comment, but since we're in public comment, Ingrid Van de Geer? Yes? Okay, good. Is here from the New Jersey Conservation Foundation to discuss a little more about this, correct?
Yes.
While she's coming up, I'd just like to remind everyone, New Jersey Conservation Foundation is partnering with the township. They've provided tremendous support in raising both in our grant applications to the county and the state for Green Acres, as well as raising private funds, and certainly giving us a lot of guidance in getting through the process, hopefully from here on as well. So,
thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope everyone can see this. This is always a challenge. How do you see the map and how do you see the map?
Most of us here already know what it is, so it's more like the public probably has less knowledge of it.
And,
so,
and I'll ask you to please show you the map if you need to see this more. But first, I want to just say that New Jersey Conservation Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit in New Jersey. Our mission is to preserve land and natural resources for the benefit of all. And we've been in business in the in New Jersey for more than 55 years. Our initial project was to preserve the Great Swamp National Wildlife Refuge, which is in Harding Township. We both own land. We own about 23,000 acres statewide in various places, and we work with others to preserve land for either the county, the municipality, or even a state-directed project. So sometimes it's for us, sometimes it's where another entity would be the eventual owner and manager of the property. So that's who we are and what we do. My role as the Highlands Regional Manager is to work on land acquisition projects. And as Mike introduced, we've been offering support and actually entering into the transaction with the seller. So the subject property is here. It's 244 acres, and it sits in a contiguous greenway. It's actually really the hole in the donut, so to speak, of this greenway of 2000. That could add to 2,600 acres of preserved land. The green on the map is land that's preserved as open space, and the orange on the map is land that's in farmland preservation, and the teal on the map are the two camps that are nearby. So it is in this extensive greenway that if you even zoomed out further from the map, you would see that this area of preserved land extends into Warren County to the west and Warren County to the east. So it's very significant. Some of the things that we look at when we're looking at which properties to work on is, you know, what are the importances as far as linkage to other preserved land? What are the possibilities for trail opportunities and long distance trails? And both of those fit very well here. Does the property protect provide habitat, which this does, and protection for wildlife, which it does. There are several threatened and one endangered bog turtle sighting on this site. How important is this pride, you know, the importance of the property for natural resource protection? In this case, I'll speak to water quality and quantity. But before I get there, I'm just going to mention that the property is in both the Musconetcong watershed. The watershed divide is not on this map, but I'm just going to kind of delineate it with my hand here. It's approximately here. So it's partially in the Musconetcong watershed. These areas drain to the Musconetcong, and this area drains to the South Branch of the Raritan, in particular the Spruce Run Creek and the Spruce Run Reservoir. So this area provides headwater protection to the Musconetcong River, as I said, which is a federally designated wild and scenic river. So that's one area of importance. And it's also protection for the Spruce Run Creek, which I do need to refer to the information that I received from the New Jersey Water Supply Authority, that the Spruce Run Creek is the largest tributary of the Spruce Run Reservoir, which is a water supply source that's operated by the New Jersey Water Supply Authority and serves millions of New Jersey residents. So this particular area is in a geographical delineation, which indicates a direct impact to water quality and quantity for the Spruce Run Reservoir. And it is in a sub-watershed that has been ranked as the highest quality by New Jersey Water Supply's methodology. So these are all really important characteristics and factors that go into deciding what properties to move forward with. I will add other factors are that it is was in the Hunterdon County Open Space Plan in the Point Mountain bioregion. It was in the Lebanon Township Open Space Plan and in the Spruce Run Initiative, which I kind of mentioned a few minutes ago. Parcel prioritization as being very important. The other two things that we look into is the landowner's willingness to enter into an agreement and the feasibility of being able to raise the funding to acquire, you know, to complete the acquisition project. And both of those assessments went well, and that's why we proceeded with this transaction to this point. I think that the ordinance outlines the funding request that's being made at this time, and I thank the committee for allowing me to speak. I want to wrap this up. Thank you, and here for questions.
Thank you.
Should I stay here or go back?
You can stay there for a moment if there's any of us that have any questions.
No, not really. I guess I just see the $55,000 is our part.
Yeah, up correct. To
essentially.
Up to essentially, yeah, that's the max that we've approved.
A total transaction, including transaction costs of $2,060,000. So we've done a great job of raising third-party funds.
So the questions that we're going to ask here, is it just of New Jersey Conservation, or is it on the whole project?
It's up to the mayor.
I have questions. I'm for open space, but I have some questions that I wanted to satisfy.
Okay. I guess right now we're in public comment. Do we do the committee questions after public comment or now? Whatever.
We can do them either place.
Yeah, let the public do the public, and then I can just go down these pretty quickly.
Okay. Then is there any public comment questions regarding this purchase of this property to the committee, or if there's any of the New Jersey Conservation Foundation?
Public comment, but not questions specifically.
Well, public comment is question, comment. That's fine, too.
Thank you. So, hello, everyone. Adam Duckworth, 176 Musinetcong River Road, chairman of the Environmental Commission. I spoke on behalf of this initiative at a prior meeting as well. Ingrid did an amazing job, very eloquently outlining a lot of the things that I would reiterate here, so I will not reiterate all those wonderful things, but I did want to thank Ingrid and Committeeman Schmidt on all the hard work to get us to this point. The two things I will reiterate is that this is part of our open space and recreation plan in our township, so this really is just evidence of executing our plan that we adopted some years ago. In the plan that's in the works right now, the update to the OSRP, this will continue to be a preservation priority for us. And there were many benefits from a preservation priority perspective as to why this would be really valuable for the township. Ingrid mentioned one of them, specifically the trail connectivity piece, which we're working into the update to our OSRP as part of this update as well. So number of benefits, the Environmental Commission's totally behind this as well, as evidenced in motions that we've made in the past also. Really looking forward to seeing this finalized. So thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Nancy Lawler, 14 Simons Lane. I'm also on the Environmental Commission. As Ingrid explained, this is the hole in a very long greenway that has been in development for over 20 years. I know that this township, Eileen Swan, who's the mayor and a committee person for many years, was working on this, to my knowledge, at least 11 years ago when I started becoming interested in it as well. It's been in our open space plan since we started. The dollars that are being allocated for it, or hopefully will be allocated, is dedicated to open space. It cannot be used for anything else. We haven't been buying a lot of open space for the last few years. And one of the things that we've sort of been saving our pennies for is to preserve properties exactly like this, large properties that we never managed to get before. And this is an opportunity that we can't let by. This particular property we've tried to acquire this before, and for some reason or other, family's not ready, money's not available, somebody, doesn't understand, why it's important. We haven't been able to put it together, and here it is, within, I can taste it, right? By the way, I can't offer it to everybody, but I'm buying the beer when we close. So as I said, this is an opportunity we just can't miss. It's a piece of a treasure in our northern watershed, these very water-rich properties that, yeah, New Jersey Conservation Foundation says, you know, it's going to go to Spruce Run, New Jersey Water Supply, but it's our water that we have to worry about. We can't afford for that part of the township to be disturbed or built on or put big houses on. There's always going to be the ability for wealthy people to protect their own water supply. They can afford to get fancy filters. Regular people can't afford to drill their wells another, you know, 150 feet. This, the water coming off of that property, comes to us first, right? If we disturb this property, if we allow development, if we allow somebody to cut down all the trees and put up a solar farm, that's gone. And it will cost, you know, the people of the township a lot to try to and protect that. So you're doing such a good thing here. And I applaud you for all the hard work that you've put in up to this point. So keep going. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gene Slowinski at 186 Raritan River Road. And I'm really glad I let Nancy go first because it's feeling a bit like a celebration, and I would like to reiterate that. I strongly support this opportunity. I really want to thank the council members, all of you, but particularly Mike, for the work that you put into this. I think this is an opportunity that comes along rarely. It sits in front of us. And I strongly support converting this into a reality. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Oh, I thought Jimmy was going to cut up.
Seeing none, can get a motion to close the public hearing comment?
I'll make a motion to close to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Is there any other discussion?
I just want to say to Ingrid, too, that I read up on your organization, and I think they're doing great work. And I was happy that you said, Nancy, about the solar panels, because I just was thinking, oh, my God, I can just see somebody putting some solar panels up there. But New Jersey Conservation would like to see them more wet in the brown fields than in any open space like that. So I felt really good about that. I think farming, and I think, you know, farming of with solar panels and things like that. So, and I can say I campaigned on open space. I love open space. And every time you describe it, it's so eloquent, too, about how it was when you were a kid. So I just kind of just put down some pros and things, you know, questions that I had, because I do love the idea. So based on that, And the fact that, I don't know if any of you have read the papers recently, but up in Bernards Township, they have that Millington Quarry thing going on. And when I read that, I was like, oh, my God. Not that we'd ever see that here, probably because we couldn't put the septics in for it, but they have hotels and houses and retail space going in a similar size area. So if business ever were to start booming back in New Jersey, I wouldn't want to see something like that happen up there. So the only thing, based on just the questions that I had, were I know that we're losing tax revenues. I calculated it was $14,784 in annual property taxes for Peleo, and I didn't know if they had a building lot included in that or not, if they were allowed to build.
I don't think any of it's.
Was it ever carved out, grandfathered as a building lot that you could build
it? It's five lots, yeah. And that's the maximum that it is right now.
Okay, so could they put houses on that if they wanted to? And what I'm getting at with this is, every time I talk to my constituents about open space, the thing they say to me is, we're all in the Highlands, why are we paying top dollar for land in the Highlands? Is it because they could build a house?
They could build on it.
Build
absolutely.
Five houses? I mean, that's
absolutely.
What I'm trying to get at.
Absolutely could build five houses. But I would also point out that in Nancy gave some of the history. Mm-hmm. I don't have the exact number on to my tongue, but I believe when this mm-hmm. was last under contract in 2009, it was about $3.6 million.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Now, oh, yeah. It was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
And now the contracted price is $2 million.
Okay.
And there's a lot beyond the Highlands in that number, but it's, you know, the economic cycle and everything.
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't be doing my due diligence if I didn't ask these questions.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know, because that combined with 97 Red Mill, which was 3838 in property taxes, and then you've got I don't know if the county's looking at the Denton property, and then also Kathy mentioned something about somewhere on Hickory Run the state is interested. Now, I don't know, Matt. I don't know if county buys property like that from us, do they pay us taxes? I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah. So then that comes off the rolls as well.
Correct.
So, and then we have some other open space initiatives. It's just where does it, what is the end game if we take things off the rolls? How does that impact our taxpayer? That's, and I know you wouldn't have a number for that right now, but those are the questions that I'm getting asked. Anybody care to talk about that? I mean, we can.
It's a more theoretical conversation. I mean, your number is exactly matched the number that I'm aware of, which, of course, is not just municipal tax, but that's the school tax, the county tax, open space taxes, everything. There are studies that demonstrate that, you know, the services required for additional houses aren't always offset by the taxes from those houses. And I think that's one thing I would reiterate here. This being in the northern part of our township allows us to think about low-density areas, higher-density areas, managing expenses, whether it's police force, fire force, and the like. So it's a theoretical conversation. There's no number to give you for the reduced cost offsetting reduced tax rolls. But you have to think of the other intangibles of the water costs for the water qualities. There are laws of reasons.
Well, and that's just it. It's like, you know, I'm just thinking in the average taxpayer, will this really benefit them or not? And will they be hit hard by excess costs because of properties, I mean, over the next 5-10 years, rolling off the, going into inventory, going, you know, being sold and nobody's paying taxes on them?
Of the $14,000, I can speak to the municipal budget. Roughly one-tenth of a person's tax bill is our municipal budget.
Okay.
So out of that $14,000, it's about $1,400 to the municipality. And our annual budget is about $6 million. So each one of these properties I would consider relatively immaterial, but, you know, we're not going to preserve half the township.
Well, that's
then it becomes material, certainly.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes when I look at the map and I see, and I know some of them are farmland preservation, and they're going to continue to pay taxes. It's not like everything is being acquired by the county or the state or taken off the rolls. I realize that. So, but I have to ask. The Green Acres funding, the $675,000, I think, is contingent on approval of the open space plan, which we haven't done yet. So, I mean, if that doesn't happen in December, how does that impact, and it probably will, but how does it impact that money? Will we be on the hook?
It doesn't impact the award. It would impact the release of the award. So, for example, if it takes us till June to get that done, that's not even in writing. Green Acres, when they gave us the grant, they noted that our plan was out of date and asked us 6 months ago to initiate a new plan.
Okay.
I think if we were making the right, I mean, it's a guess. If we were making the best effort to get it done and showed them a draft that just had one more public hearing, would we get the funds released? I can't say either way. But we wouldn't be on the hook for it.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, we're not going to go forward and close on this with the parties involved, the consortium, and then suddenly it's like, okay, Lebanon Township, we've got $675,000.
Certainly not without another vote. This ordinance
Require additional formal action.
Okay, good.
By committee to spend any more money than we're authorizing now. Yeah.
All right, that's
up to,
for any reason.
That's what I want to hear.
And that open space has been going to the environmental open space. It's going to the planning board. And it's going back to the planning board December 5th for their public hearing.
Right.
And then it will be here on the 6th for our public hearing. So as all expectations, there's no problem with that.
Okay. So then the municipal open space tax, I guess, was lowered to 1% when the past committee was not preserving. Is it going to go back And this encompasses more than just the Peleo property, obviously. Right. Will it go back up to 2%, 3%, or 4%?
It's cents.
Cents per hundred. Right,
valuation.
Cents per hundred, right.
We would have to vote on that.
Not without action of this committee, yeah.
Okay.
There's $1 million in that, or thereabouts right now, in the open space. In the fund. Yeah, in the fund. So there's no expectation that we need more money.
Well, that's good to hear, too. Yeah, because then I'm back to the tax, you know, the average taxpayer. I think about if the schools start to cut state, if we start to get less state aid for the schools, and then, you know, and we have to pay more.
We get barely any state aid. That's for the schools already.
All right. Well,
we get $1,500 a kid. We spend $19,000 a kid.
All right. Well, there you go. And then I just was wondering about how is this consortium or whatever you want to call it, partnership, who owns what? How is that all going to work itself out?
There will be a series of assignment agreements. Mm-hmm. The Green Acres funds are, for example, the 500,000 Green Acres will have Lebanon Township's name on it, subject to providing 50% matching. The $650,000 county grant will have Lebanon Township's name on it. Hunter and Land Trust, $175,000, will have their name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter and Land Trust has indicated they don't want to own a stake in this. I don't believe Lebanon Township wants to own. As we've discussed in prior committee meetings, the county, when the county freeholders granted the $1 million total, of which it's $750,000 with our name on it and $250,000 with New Jersey Conservation Foundation, the county freeholders indicated that the intention is that becomes part of the county park system to the north, which has a lot of advantages to us. They provide rangers, they provide all the maintenance requirements for that, they deal with continuing the agriculture and the like.
Mm-hmm.
We get the benefits of having it here and having it preserved.
Right.
So there will be assignment agreements, and there'll be an additional discussion, and I think the ordinance refers to the assignment agreements. When we get further down the road, the committee can decide, do we want to own 49%? Do we want to own 5%? Do we want to own 0%?
And if we, the percentage that we own, would any of that maintenance cost come back? Or like as an owner, is it our DPW that takes care of forestry issues? Or
that's why we may want to own 0% and the county takes the whole thing.
Right.
And their freeholders have said that they intend to own the majority of it.
Okay.
Yeah, which falls back to like the other maintenance contract we had with the other properties that we had with the New Jersey Conservation regarding, like, maintenance would fall, you know, I don't know those contracts, but it would be in the same scenario that I would say we would do is if we did own any stake, if it was something we wanted to do, it would be on us to do it and pay for it, you know, and it wouldn't be something that would be pushed to us to be responsible for, just like in the other properties that we own with New Jersey Conservation.
Well, and then this is just, you know how rules are made to be broken. Is there any chance that rules could change, there could be rezoning once it's out of our control, say like we don't own it? And I mean, there might not be an answer to that question, but could the county or the state rezone?
That'd probably be a legal question.
Well, it's going to be required bound by the deed, though, and the deed's going to run with the property, so I mean, that's, they're not going to be able to, I mean, I guess theoretically, could there be a condemnation and a taking? I can't say that's beyond the realm of possibilities, but that'd be a real cumbersome task, and they'd have to prove a need for the property and no alternatives and things of that nature. But to simply rezone it or simply to say we're going to build X, Y, and Z here, no, they can't do that.
Well, there was a town, I think. It, like, in other words, if we owned it, I forget which town it was, but they had, under state law, there was something called area in need of redevelopment, and they were able to pull that card and do... Not that they did it to open space, but I'm just saying, is it a possibility that could happen? But obviously what you're saying, it'd be cumbersome.
Not under this type of transaction, no.
Okay. And then again, I have the agendas of the grantors, like no such thing as a free lunch. Any restrictions that would negatively impact our residents or our infrastructure at all?
We've discussed the only restrictions, if you want to even call it that, would be signage, potentially recognizing some of the granting the funding sources.
Okay.
Green Acres, you have to put their sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the private funds may ask for that, but it's, I wouldn't consider that onerous.
Okay.
There are no other requirements to, you know, to do any particular reforestation or anything. It's all open space conservation.
Okay. Then I had and again, I guess you're saying this is going to be the county and or the state or whoever, the cost of ongoing maintenance. And I'm thinking, because I know there's a lot of farm fields up there, so yep. If you don't have farmers that are going to, we have them now, I know, but if you get less and less farmers out there that you can't find somebody, is it back on the county to maintain the fields?
The discussion with the county, with them having the majority ownership, it will be their responsibility to retain farmers to farm that now.
Okay.
If farmers aren't available in the region, I think there'd be a different discussion, but...
Like right now, there's a farmer that does Crystal Springs right next door that bales and hays that hole.
Yeah. Okay. And these are big enough fields, and they attract big farmers now.
Right.
But I don't believe we could have a deed restriction that requires the county to...
No. I mean, what, to farm it?
Okay. I will add to that. I mean, one of the possible scenarios is that it could be the meadow habitat that would be mowed once a year by the county park system, or it could be allowed to revert to forest. The Green Acres deed restriction that'll be on the property by virtue of the Green Acres State Green Acres funding, it would not have to remain in agriculture. The county wants to maintain the fields in agriculture, for this period of time.
Okay. And then insurance liability. So if we don't own it, for example, say the county, the state owns it, and somebody gets hurt, is that on the county or the state or New Jersey Conservation, or how does that
work? It won't be New Jersey Conservation. They won't own the state.
Okay. So they're not going to own. Okay.
And as far as, I mean, anybody can sue and assert that we had some kind of control or obligation on it. But in this type of situation, this type of setting, the Tort Claims Act, this provides the most extensive protections, this type of land. I mean, there'd have to be really some sort of active involvement on our part to create the condition which causes the injury for there to be a recovery. Short of that, it would be a motion case where they'd be precluded from pursuing any of the government entities for injury that occurred out there.
So then there's nothing we have to do to tighten up our insurance policies if we
acquire
this?
Not for this type. I mean, as always, I'd notify that we now own the land or a portion of it, or have participated in this transaction just for notice purposes, so that we don't run afoul of our obligation to notify.
Okay. Now this I don't know if anybody has read the papers in the last week or so, but the Somerset County has East County Park, and it's a very similar situation, but what's happening is, I guess they're about to spend $2.6 million in taxpayer money for development of the farmland that was purchased. It was four lots, I think, 1997 to 2001, and they're going to be putting in dog parks, pedestrian bridges.
But they bought it as a park. They bought it. We're not buying it. We're just buying it through and turning it over to the county.
But the county may have these plans.
And they certainly could.
That's what I'm saying. And so then what, it's not municipal. Like, in other words, it's not,
yes,
we're not going to.
But that's where we've talked about, is if we decide we retain 5%, then we have a seat at the table to have the discussions about what goes on there.
That's a good point. That was one of the things the taxpayers were kind of up in arms about, that $2.6 million, because they were saying, well, let's put in a dog park and confine the dogs, and then there's the mess that comes after that, and you have to clean that up. And so this is
when we get to the point of that further down the road, we have to decide, do we want it all to be in the county's hands, or do we want to retain any kind of percentage? And because if we retain any kind of percentage, that allows us a seat at the table.
Okay. I'm almost done. All right, let's see if there's anything else here I have. I think we've answered some of these. the appraisal. Oh, well, it doesn't really matter at this point. Do we have appraisals? Did we ever get a copy of appraisals? Well, who the appraisal companies were? Can you answer that?
I can answer the question. Norman Goldberg Incorporated and Integra Realty Associates. Both of those appraisers are on the Green Acres approved list of appraisers.
Okay.
And both appraisals, I'll just add, were sent to the NJDEP Green Acres program for review, and the review letter was provided back to us.
Well, I'm glad to see the price, too, was how much higher it was before than it is now. That I didn't realize that, so that's... any right-of-ways on the property that might cause a problem?
Like utilities and things?
Yeah, I saw something about FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
I think
that they find it very attractive when they see these right-of-ways.
I think the geography up there doesn't really lend itself to that kind of right-of-way, and I didn't... I'm looking at the file.
On a survey that was done in 2008 until now.
And the appraisal probably should have shown that up as well, shouldn't it?
Well, the appraisal would have looked in the deed and in the prior deed and an existing survey provided to the appraisers. So nothing.
Yeah, and there's no remediation that we know of that needs to be done on the property.
There's a partly burned down house that needs to be demolished and cleaned up, but and there's you'll see the transaction is always subject to doing a so-called preliminary assessment of phase one. So we hire a professional company to check and make sure that there is no remediation, but there's no known what you really think of as remediation.
Good.
There's old structure that needs to be removed.
Yeah, I looked at, Hunterdon County Parks Commission had a consultant tell them what they'd like to see in different parks in the county. I mean, this is just, it's good that you'd have a seat at the table. I'm done.
And we can still make that decision. We can further down the road.
Okay.
Brian?
No comments, no.
Mike?
No.
Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Wonderful.
Poor Tom is out there wondering what's going on.
Yeah, I guess we got to let Tom in.
I forgot to bring the cookies.
Thank you, Ingrid, for coming.
I know. I brought it to the DPW. I just brought milk and cookies the other day. Yesterday, actually, Halloween.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Boom.
My wedding anniversary. Oh, okay. 19 years.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have resolutions. First resolution is Resolution 104-2017, Redemption of Tax Sale Certificate. Tax collector did sell a tax sale certificate 200813 on October 22nd, 2008, for Levin Township, and the amount of $2,539.98 has been collected from Block 12, Lot 68, 122 Forest Drive, and the treasurer to be authorized to repair a check to be signed in the amount of $2,539.98. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 104-2017?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 104-2017, Redemption of Tax Sale Certificate.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 And we have Resolutions 105-2017, Redemption of Sales Tax Certificate, Certificate Number 201501. From October 23rd, 2015, for Block 12, Lot 10.10, 122 Forest Drive, for $57,628.03. And there's also an additional check for sales tax certificate, for the sales certificate, for $42,100. I get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 105, 2017, redemption of tax sale certificate.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we have another Resolution 106, 2017, redemption of sales tax certificate within 10 days. Sales tax certificate, sale tax sale certificate. I say it backwards too all the time. 201708 on October 13th, 2017, for block 69, lot 45, 178 Muskanek and River Road, for the total of $672.41. There's also an additional check regarding the premium paid, $11,700. Can I get a motion to approve tax sales sale certificate?
I'll make that motion to approve resolution number 106, 2017, tax sale certificate. Is that the right thing?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. We have resolution 107, 2017, tax exempt fully disabled veteran. In accordance with our policy ordinance, what is it? Is it
policy?
Policy for block 58, lot 4, 253 Muskanek and River Road, totally and permanently disabled veteran because of his service to the United States. And has been declared so. The last time this was done, it was from the date of applying for their, putting in their application. This resolution is a little different. We're going back. He put in his letter. We didn't have a tax assessor at that time, so it didn't get resolved until we had a tax assessor. So that's why this is a little different. It's not actually from his date of the application, because it's going back from the date of when he submitted his letter to the township. So that's why this is that separate little line in there about, you know, going back. It wasn't on the fault of Mr. Rivera. It was because we didn't have anybody to review it. So that's why it's for to refund him $776.22.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 107, 2017, for the fully disabled veteran.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, this is Resolution 108, and this came to us a couple weeks ago with regarding there's legislature at the state to require each county to have at least one angioplasty facility. From what I understand, this is to allow more access for people to have angioplasty and have it as a elective procedure. And it originally came to us with a little more specifics to certain hospitals we're endorsing. This is more just to, you know, endorse, so to speak, or have a resolution saying we're for the A1834/S178 Health Department of Health license additional angioplasty facilities with at least one in each county. Tongue is tired today.
Flattery.
I haven't gotten there yet. So I had contacted the person who had originally sent us that resolution and asked him to send it to us in a little less specific to hospitals. And then I said I'd present it to the, you know, this specific hospital that was previously named, to be more of just about the legislature. If we want to approve it or have a motion for it, it's fine. If we don't, I'm fine with that too. I just wanted to do it as, like I said, clean and not.
No, I make a motion to approve. I make a motion to approve resolution number 108, 2017, urging the state legislature to approve A-1834/S-178. which requires the Department of Health to license additional angioplasty facilities with one in each county.
Before there's a second, I would just like to state that we weren't provided any background information on this, so we don't know why anyone would oppose it, why anyone would endorse it. I have no expertise in angioplasty, so I personally feel like I have no position on this on this resolution.
I talked to my sister's a nurse practitioner. That's the only thing I,
you mean,
you know. So
I'm not saying other people don't. I'm saying I personally have no expertise to have a view from Lebanon Township on angioplasty.
When it came to us a couple of months ago, didn't it have anything attached?
It was specific to a hospital.
Okay.
You know, it was this, but it kind of endorsed a singular hospital.
I think some hospitals were able to do it in emergency situations only, and this affords these same hospitals to do it as an elective, as Marcus said, so it's more readily available to all people instead of just the... So understanding your concerns, I, though, will second this.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Abstain?
Yes.
Okay. We have Resolution 109-2017, person-to-person transfer of liquor license. This is to...
Plenary.
Yes, this application has been filed for a person-to-person transfer of a plenary retail consumption license regarding the 374 Renoir Road, which was the old River Styx, and it will be transferred to Asdell Holdings LLC. And as I understand, this is just what's called a pocket transfer. They will not liquor can't be it actually doesn't allow them to actually do anything with the license. They're just holding it.
Exactly.
And if I could just confirm, by the time we get a resolution that says, for example, whereas the submitted application form, etc., that means someone has reviewed completeness, that all the whereases are true?
Yes, that is the resolution that the state has on their site for us to use.
But the state...
It's all
complete.
Background check's been done. Jack took care of that. And the state has reviewed the application. Everything's in order.
Perfect.
So can I get a motion?
Then I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 109-2017, person-to-person transfer of liquor license.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Recused.
Yes.
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 Okay. Okay. All business. We have talked about this many times. I believe about a month or so ago, we discussed the different options we had for the DPW floor. We had gotten a quote for the grinding of the floor. It was well in excess of what we could just approve. We talked about going out to bid. I had looked to try to get a specification from the one bid we got to kind of make sure that when we went out to bid, it was apples for apples. They didn't feel comfortable in doing that, so I went out to Steve Reese. He looked over their proposal and then generated the specifications that are attached for that so that we can give it to Matt to provide a bid package so that we can then go out to bid to grind down the floor. The one thing that did come up by then, after we did get it, I sent it back to the same company to make sure that they felt it matched with what they were going to provide. The only thing I think we should add in there, it was confusion on their part, and then they confused me, but is that we just want to specify that it is for floor grinding only and that no repairs to any damaged walls or epoxy that goes up to the walls, that would be, we'll handle repairs to any sheetrock and that stuff in a different fashion. That this is for floor grinding only.
Question, should we...
Yes.
Are you asking us to approve having the
Matt
attorney prepare the bid spec or to actually prepare it, send it out?
Prepare the bid spec. To put the... I mean, we
does
can...
Does it need to come back to us one more time or should we decide how many...
I don't know. If everybody feels that if they got time to review the specifications from Steve and everything like that, that they're comfortable with it, then we could put it, give it to Matt to go and bid spec to get sent out, and we can set up dates. If they're not, we can just give it to Matt to get it together, and then it comes back to us for final release. It's that, you know, we can do it either way.
I'd like to bring it back to the committee.
Okay.
And for further review before. So if we can do the bid specs and have it come back to the committee for one more time to look at and take action after everyone has had a chance to look at this.
Okay. So then can I get a motion to have Matt prepare the bid package and then for it to come back to the committee for review and approval?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Excellent. Okay. Is there any other old business?
I have a little old business here on the ACO. I have a question. We talked about changing some policies and stuff like that. Are we anywhere further along?
Oh yeah, you did. I didn't get on the agenda, so I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, Jack and the ACO and I met.
Okay.
It was right after that we had that meeting. And what we're going to do is, if township, we're not really changing anything other than just giving them a little bit more leeway, the ACO. Like if a resident calls in by mistake, instead of calling the ACO, if it's an emergency type of a situation, they don't need to get police approval. And I did put, I got an article that's going in the newsletter that'll
explain to the residents.
To the residents what the procedure is.
So the procedure and policy hasn't changed much from what the committee had put forth.
No. And it's been the same policy that we've had all along, except the big hole I'm seeing is Judy being missing. A lot of people, including the police, they're going crazy with this stuff because she's not there to help reunite. She knew everybody's dogs.
Right.
And there seems to be a lot more loose dogs. So I said, we're going to take it in baby steps, and we decided that we were going to first, let's let the ACO handle emergency situations without the police having to get approval so that the resident doesn't have to watch a cat rolling around in the driveway riding for 45 minutes waiting for an officer to get off of doing what he's doing to give them the call.
Okay.
So I said, let's monitor that. Let's do that for the next month, see how that goes. And so far, so good.
Okay.
So. And I'll
we've
give
already
you
implemented that.
Yeah, it's already implemented. And also, like I said, the newsletter is going to, the deadline was today for the newsletter. I got that to Karen Newman, and I also updated the township website to tell the residents to call the police, that they are the first point of contact. What I also did
and
was.
And this may be, I assume everything is completely fine, but shouldn't we have a policy that the committee is aware of? Just sort of new proclamations going in the newsletter?
It's not a new proclamation. It's a reminder.
It's basically a statement of what we're doing.
but it's going to tell residents that they can directly call the ACO?
No. This is just if, because we have residents that don't follow.
Well, we have just told the public that they can call the ACO.
No. That's we'll go back to the video or the audio tape, but maybe I wasn't clear. What I'm saying is we had situations where the residents were calling the ACO, even though they shouldn't be calling the ACO.
Oh.
So rather, when those situations happen, rather than get the resident all upset, if it's an emergency situation, they will respond. And then they'll tell the police. They'll call dispatch.
I'm just asking.
You know what? I'm not prepared to talk about. Can I talk about it at the next meeting? That's why I didn't put it on the agenda. I have all the details. If you want me to put it together,
no,
I can do it.
Listen, Bev. Listen. It's going into the newsletter. Information's going out in the newsletter. We haven't really discussed it here on the committee level, and that might be fine. But if the police aren't notified, who determines it's an emergency? That's my question. Is it the homeowner? Or does the ACO come out and determine it at a cost?
No. I can read it if you want me to do it. I just wasn't prepared to answer it.
That's fine, but it's going into the newsletter, so it's going to the residents. And the committee, myself, I'm not quite aware of what is transpiring here.
Okay, well, let me tell you what's going on. I'm going to read to you what's going in the newsletter.
Because we had set policy, and if you recall, you had asked me to give you a hand in this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said we would look at protocol. You asked me in a meeting to help.
No, but you said come back and tell the committee. So that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
so
what you said.
So we're finding out today.
Because you're asking me for an update when I'm not ready to give it, and I should
but
have
already,
said
it's but going to the residents. Going in the newsletter.
Let me
in the newsletter.
It's not anything that's any different than what... let me tell
Listen,
you what's
I'm sorry.
Going in the newsletter.
I have a little bit when... We're a committee of five,
and
policies made by the committee of five, and the residents are getting information, hopefully, I trust your judgment.
I'm going to read it to you.
Okay, that it hasn't changed from the original ACO agreement.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's all I'm asking.
Because, see, that's the thing, like, I know in the meeting Mark was saying we need a process, we need a process. We have a process. We basically have a process. We have new residents coming in. We need to re-communicate. So this is what I wrote for the newsletter. Jack looked at it. He's okay with it. Important information regarding animal control. Lebanon Township residents should call police dispatch, and the dispatch number is so they could do it 24/7. They're not going to, you know, it'll go to Hunterdon County Communications.
Right, okay.
They're going to keep a record of the calls as they come in. This way we can check our bills, make sure everything's okay. I would have given you... I was working too much
on
this
other stuff.
That's
fine.
So, anyway.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be putting anyone on the spot
here. No, that's fine. I could have just said I'll do it at the next meeting, but I didn't.
Well,
so I opened it up for this. So, Lebanon Township residents should call police dispatch at 908-638-8515, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to report a found or lost dog or other animal control situation. Although our township retains the services of a properly trained New Jersey certified animal control officer, Animal Control Solutions, LLC, the firm's responsibilities within Lebanon Township are coordinated through and in conjunction with the Lebanon Township Police Department. The police can also provide contact information for animal incidents that may fall under the jurisdiction of another organization, such as New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife or the NJSPCA. Using our police as the first step helps to streamline the process, reunite our residents with their lost animals more quickly, and also helps control costs to both the township and the residents. If you need more information or have any questions, please contact Committeewoman Beverly Kohler at my email address or leave a message for her at 908-638-8523, because I don't want my box at home that they're going to get it and saying it's full. So that's it. It's the same process we've had all along.
I think that's excellent. I just think as a matter of policy, something like that should have been distributed to the committee to let us know it's coming out. I would have hated to open the newsletter in whatever couple of weeks and said, oh, look.
Okay, well, I did talk about, when we talked about this at that meeting, I said we needed to communicate, we needed to get something in the newsletter, we need to get something on the website, so I just didn't show you what was on there, and I was trying to make a deadline, too, and I
That's
had a,
fine.
You know, so.
Okay. I'm glad you shared that with us, though. Thank you.
No, I would have.
Really. It's all good.
Yeah.
Any other old business?
None.
I guess maybe at this point, the other thing, well, old business, new business, I don't know, you're probably old business, is just that if people got to go out to the Fall Festival and Halloween Madness, the Parks Committee did a great job with the Fall Festival. I think that was a success. It was, you know, all that. There were so many other committees. You had the historians there, environmental open space, rec. You had so many groups working together. I think it was a very successful event. And then even Halloween Madness, even despite the rain, I think there was somewhere around 60-some families that showed up.
That's cool.
And all huddled underneath the pavilion and had a good time with the, you know, costumes and getting candy. So... So good job for both the parks and rec and for both those events. So thank you very much.
Very good.
New business. Conservation and maintenance agreement. I'll be honest, I'm not sure what this is. Do you know specifically what this is?
I do. Okay. I was very concerned about this when I saw it.
Okay.
Only the way it was addressed to us. There's no heading on the paper.
Yeah.
I don't know who it came from. I know there's certain signatures on the back that were notarized. And this is basically, this will stay with this residence if it's sold down the road. This will be a deed filed with the county. And our township engineer, as well as our planning board attorney, reviewed both this. It's a generic piece of information that's written about a maintenance and conservation plan. Because of the site improvements that they're doing on the property that we're talking about here, is that if there's an issue and it doesn't follow our stormwater management ordinance, then the township has every right at the cost to the resident to come in there and inspect it if there's a problem. We have 30 days notice that we have to give them. They can try to improve it themselves. So basically what they're saying to us is, listen, we have a stormwater management plan where we're going to have a holding tank pool that's going to take the stormwater management. They have a Category 1 stream that's behind that, which is of concern to everyone. So what this does is they're going to follow to a detail through soil conservation in Hunterdon, and then if there is a problem or an emergency problem, it gives the right for the township to go onto the property, is the way I read that. I think that's the way this is written. The only thing that bothered me, Matt, to be honest with you, is there was just no heading. I didn't know where this came from. I had to dig into the engineer and our planning board attorney. I know it's a generic printed piece of material, but it's just, this is Lebanon Township. I would like to address the mayor and committee when they have a letter like that, a cover letter. I think that is only proper. So, and if we didn't go back as a committee and talk to the engineer or the township attorney, we wouldn't know, the planning board attorney. We really wouldn't know what this was all about. Some folks didn't feel, I don't think, as concerned as I was because of the language in here. But after talking to the engineer, I feel much better.
I was just confused by it because, again, there's no title, there's no...
Exactly, like a ghost paper, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And because I tried to track it back, this goes back to some items that were on the planning board a few months
exactly.
ago. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I just want to make
I'm
sure...
I'm sorry if I didn't bring that up,
no,
but this was reviewed by the planning
right.
board and approved in a loose kind of way, if you recall
yeah.
those meetings. It wasn't
yeah.
kind of...
Just from reading the notes, I read through the minutes and yeah, and that's why I kind of knew about it, but I wasn't. I wasn't sure because there was no title. What are we supposed to do with this?
Well, again, if there is a problem, we give them 30 days notice, and if they don't repair this, if there is an issue,
okay,
then we have the right to come on the property at the owner's expense. Basically, that's what it's saying here, is that it's covering Lebanon Township. And again, this moves with the piece of property, in my understanding.
Right. That's the only thing that concerns me is the burden, as it always is, to record this is on them. We just have to make sure it's recorded.
Yes.
Once it's recorded, it'll have the effect, the strength of a deed. It'd be an easement on the property.
Someone else
that would
purchasing?
Run with the property right. in perpetuity.
Right.
So should we have a condition on our motion to ensure that it gets
ordered? It's in the agreement. We just need to follow up. I guess Karen and I, we can make sure that we get it back in the next. I mean, it really shouldn't take long for them to file it. It's just that's the type of closing document where 6 months from now when we have to go out there, we want to make sure they've already filed it. As the owner of the property, that they're the appropriate party to file it, though.
But you bring up a good point. It just says the owner agrees to record this, but there's no
exactly.
time limit within 90 days.
It should even be shorter than that. I mean, there's no reason why it would take them more than 30 days to record this.
So when we approve it, can we approve it with the condition that it is recorded within 30 days, or how?
I think we can require that they. We don't have to amend the document
right.
in order to require that our approvals contingent upon. A 30-day to have it filed within 30 days of our execution and delivery of it to them.
Okay, then can I get a motion to approve this conservation and maintenance agreement with the understanding that it will be recorded within 30 days of us providing them our signed documentation. Is that correct enough, Matt?
Yes, that's fine.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Knowing that it will be filed with the county within 30 days.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thank you. Then we have a request for new copier machine for the municipal building. It's a lease of $215 per month for 5 years. It's a Canon It will replace the 10-year-old copier that's in there. It will also be now networked on the network, so allowing them to print and also have scanning ability to scan to files, as I understand it, which we really haven't had that functionality. So, yeah. Approval to approve this purchase? Motion to approve this purchase?
I'll make a motion to approve the clerk's request to lease a copy machine.
I'll second.
A roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have a request from the police department for 3 bulletproof vests for $3,668.10. This is for...
It's the body armor part of the continuation of supplying and replacing outdated body armor, as well as the initial vest for the new hiree. And I just want to make it clear that Lawman Supply Company is a New Jersey State contract, and it's contract A81351, which offers us a 38% discount. So it's good to go, I believe.
Get a motion to approve this purchase request?
I'll make that motion to approve the purchase.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Then we have police station painting. We've talked about starting to do maintenance throughout this building, bringing it back up. One of the items that we talked with Warren, Mike and I sat down with Warren, went over, went through the building, came up with some list of items to start looking at. Warren had felt this was one of the key items to start with. We had budgeted $15,000 for maintenance approvals this year. So this would be step one. This is something we could get moving on to get new repainting, new tile, new carpets down there. In the areas, and then you can start moving in the direction of starting to move through the building and getting it back up to.
And this vendor is also in the state contract.
And this is state contract, so it allows us to move without having to go out to multiple bids.
You know, I was wondering about this too. I heard recently, and I don't, maybe you know, Jack, that the glass isn't bulletproof.
No.
Where Kathy is there.
No.
Do other police departments have bulletproof?
Some do. Some of the more modern, updated ones, the newer facilities.
We have a hole in it anyway, right?
Well, that's she was saying state police, they have, you can't, there is no hole. Like, they have a drawer, I guess, that you have to put things in for that reason.
Yes.
So.
More secure.
Under notes on this, it says space must be prepared. Who's going to be preparing it, DPW or...
I think the quote, there's two quotes here. Was this which one did Warren give us?
Allstate, the one I'm looking at?
No.
The bottom of this first page. I mean, it does say that they'll move furniture. It says that it has to be, we have to move electronics and things.
Right.
Is my understanding.
Yeah, because it worked out, there was just shy of 50.
When you say prepared, it certainly
it says
doesn't mean...
must be prepared for installation or delays will occur.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't mean power wash the floor or anything before it...
Okay.
You know, they'll take out the carpet, they'll throw it away, they'll put in the new carpet. Warren is really, but you're right, it's a little...
Yeah, we have to move electronics. They're going to move furniture.
Okay.
Anything electronics,
sure,
we
sure.
have to
right.
take care
yeah.
of. And we would take DPW or help with the police, knowing, you know, they know their equipment. So
technical person, yeah.
Right.
You know, patching any minor holes and things, Warren tells us that's all included in this.
Will this encompass the big back room?
It's going to be the main area, the main where you walk in, the holding area, and their locker room.
Okay.
Is what it's going to encompass.
And this falls within our budget.
Yes.
It doesn't create any new spending.
Right? Nope.
So we'll get to the back room after and
correct.
Try to
well, the
work on that
back
hole
room.
Issue.
Which back room?
Where the files are kept down. The big
oh, yeah, that's, yeah. yeah we've talked we talked about that. And we've Yeah, that's that'll be...
Next
year's budget, you know. But, yeah, we've talked about that with coming. Warren's going to get some other prices on some other items that we think are a little more pressing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one of the items that we're discussing. And because this Allstate company is a state contract, he's going to go out to them and get some more pricing on some of the other items there. So, a motion, can we get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the painting of the police station.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 What color?
Yellow.
What's a calming color?
Not blue.
Not blue.
Fuchsia?
Depends if you want people to linger or to leave. That will determine.
A little olive and some beige.
It'll be a friendly neutral color.
We received a letter from Kirk Petrick. He is stepping down from the park committee. Basically, this letter is to inform you that I will be stepping down effective immediately from my position on the Lebanon Township Memorial Park Committee. I no longer have the time needed to effectively participate in the planning and implementation of many projects the committee is responsible for. I am confident that the Memorial Park Committee will find a suitable replacement that is able to carry on the mission of the Lebanon Township Memorial Park Committee. Respectfully, Kirk Petrick. Get a motion to accept his resignation.
Make
regrets.
A motion with regrets to accept his resignation and many thanks to Kurt.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Vouchers. Presentation of vouchers.
I have one to our planner, Michael Bolin. In the amount of $1,381.50 for a variety of things, planning board meeting, recreation and inventory open space, correspondence with Environmental Open Space Commission, and a couple other miscellaneous things.
I have one on my favorite subject, animal control, for 6 call-outs in September for $1,370. It's Animal Control Solutions of Flemington. And I have one for the electronics recycling at the DPW to Advanced Recovery Incorporated for $3,190.
I have one for National Fire Association. This is for the membership dues and access software to their code software for our fire official for $1,520.50. That's it.
I have the normal DPW, another stack of them here, so bear with me. The first is for $3,701.02 to J&D Auto Body for repair of vehicles, but this will be reimbursed from our insurance policy. New Jersey Health Benefit Plans for the November active benefits, $40,627.71. Retiree benefits, $2,659.78. Tax sale certificate, as we approved tonight, one is for $2,539.98. Another tax sale certificate, return of premium, $11,700. The next tax sale certificate, return of premium, $42,100. Tax sale certificate, tax lien redemption, $57,628.03. Then Econo signs for our new speed limits on various roads, including posts and the like, $4,112.41. Finch Fuel Oil Company, diesel for the DPW, $2,003.07. Our electric JCP&L master account for the month of October, $1,019.20. Pitney Bowes for our lease payment on our mailing machine, $1,518. And that's those are two 6-month payments into that. Reed Systems, this is for the liquid calcium tank that we approved earlier this year. This is for pre-wetting our salt. The hardware installation, $13,623. And then the liquid road agent to fill that tank, $4,752.18. Asphalt for worn materials, $1,084.42. And then to Tilcon for the paving of Red Mill Road, which went twice as far as we originally had expected in the same budget, for a combined total of $214,050.47.
I have one here for Sawyer's Control System, which is the video that the police have recommended, which is $2,200. I also have one for Hackettstown Gun and Ammo. We have talked about that over the previous meeting. Miscellaneous ammo purchase for $1,000. And I have Gephardt and Kiefer for general services provided, $5,165.37.
Can I get a motion to approve the vouchers?
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 We have correspondence from the historians from their September 7th, 2017 meeting regarding their activities. One thing I see is that the scavenger hunt was a success, and looks like I'm going to do that again. So, other than that, we have no other correspondence. Can I get a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 It is now open a public comment.
Lori Hoffman, 213 Buffalo Road. Our new ornaments are in. They are going to the library. We will be putting ribbons on. You can purchase them at the Fireman's Breakfast. I have a few questions. In every meeting that we're always purchasing stuff for the police department, is this all part of his budget or is it outside?
No, inside.
Inside the budget.
Within the budget.
Okay, so then why does he come every meeting?
Because it's over a certain amount.
Oh, okay. Because I know Warren does a lot, and I don't see he does like hundreds of thousands, and he doesn't have, like, these aren't approved in each time. I was just curious.
Some of Warren's get approved in the so-called capital ordinance. So they just get approved in different ways.
Okay.
But it all gets approved.
It just seems that the police are always coming for. Now, I know at one meeting you talked about how old the vests were.
Yeah.
So now you're buying three more. Now, how long will it be before you have them all?
5 years.
I thought some of them were no good now.
No, the vests, warranties for 5 years. Manufacturer warranties are for 5 years.
Okay, but I know at one point you said so many of them weren't any good whenever you came to the meeting and said it. So
that's why we've been replacing them. Some of the guys were wearing vests that were 7, 8 years old.
I know. So are we up to the point where they're almost all replaced?
This year, everybody's got a brand new vest.
Okay, good.
In years past, they all let it go. And
I know, but now it's really important.
Yes, it's always important. But
more so now, people don't think anything of, like, shooting you is no big deal today's world, unfortunately. On this ACO you paid, we paid $1,300 on 6 calls.
Well, that also included when they had to take the animal down and hold them, and there were 2 rabies tests involved. The state required.
So now, in this agreement that you say is already existing, is there something I'll be able to read? Because I know I listened to one meeting, and you did ask Tom to ask you to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something I can read to tell you exactly what is covered under this ACO?
She could probably open the contract, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, just the policy. It just seems that I know that in the past everyone went to Judy. So I just wonder if maybe we reached out and tried to find someone else that knows as many dogs, and the police department can call them up. You know, instead of, because it was always don't call the ACO, first call Judy. That was always the thing on Facebook. So I wonder if there's somebody else that knows at least a quarter of the dogs to.
If you're out there, my wife will take them.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. I saw the latest. No, you know what it is?
I'm
staying
right?
Yes.
We did pay Judy for what she did. And
I know that.
And she did more, and it wasn't a little amount of money. I mean, you could Oprah it, but she did what she did. She knew the dog. She did more than she probably should, and we're adhering to the state statutes. Every municipality has to have an ACO, a certified New Jersey trained ACO. So.
But we've always had that. So.
Right, exactly. But it's if you think that we can get rid of the ACO or cut the cost. I mean, you might be able to cut the cost a little bit, then you're going to make it up by paying the person who knows the dogs in town. So.
But are you paying it per call? Are we paying this?
No, it's right now we're on a per diem. Per diem.
So I think that one meeting you talked, I only listened to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about, you recapped what happened with the dog that was found.
And the cat.
And then you, about the cat.
Yeah.
So the cat had to go to the vet.
Right.
Who's responsible to pay for the vet to fix that cat?
But the cat died. I mean, they had to put it down. So.
But that's in the bill that we just paid.
Yeah.
So what
and they had to do rabies tests on it because.
If they can't find the owner or the owner refuses to pay, the township.
Mm-hmm. So that means everyone, you see a cat just got hit by a car, they must call the.
No. I mean, you'd have to. They have to.
What makes that different than the one cat you're talking about?
Well, not everybody's going to call in. That's the other thing, too. It was in somebody's driveway, and they called in.
So that, in this thing that Karen's going to show me, that's part of what the town has agreed
That will
to
tell
pay for?
You everything. Everything you need to know and more that you didn't even want to know.
It's so every time an animal is hurt and the town ACO picks it up, we're responsible to pay to...
Not every time.
No. It depends on if it can be reunited with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, the owner so far, they've paid. If it's a situation where the owner refuses to pay, it could come back
well, yeah,
on
us. Well, yeah, if you get someone that's a dog hit by a car and then you do right. all this, I mean, you could go right. thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that is required by this...
Have an ACO.
Huh?
To have an ACO is required.
What is this?
We're not required to do repairs or surgeries and things like that. That's
so. Who makes that decision? If we're
if the owner doesn't come forward, that the dog or the animal
after
is going down.
7 days, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's a certain period of time.
Yeah, but if we pick up, if our ACO picks up a dog that's hurt, they're going to take it to a vet, and the vet's going to take care of the animal
within some reason. It has to be treated humanely.
Yeah. Right. You have to read the New Jersey state statutes. There's a whole section on animal control. If you Google that, you'll have everything else you need to know.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to know.
Yeah. There's so many different pieces to it.
Yeah.
It just seems that we're going to pay a lot of money for...
There were ways around that, too. You can tighten up your ordinances.
Well, that's maybe... I thought and we were doing that.
Well, I know there was some flack.
Well, I don't want this... I just don't want the one meeting. We need to have simple. No one wants to be... regulated.
Exactly.
Like having can't feed the waterfowl at the river because someone wouldn't. You know, they're like over regulation, but we need simple that this is exactly what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do.
Well, and state law can dictate what you have to do or not do, too.
Yeah,
but
well, these things, I don't think that they're telling us that we have to. So is that something you're still looking into coming up with some ordinance of what we're going to.
Mm-hmm. I've already gotten some source data for that. More okay. to follow.
But I would hope that it comes to the public before
it would have
write
to.
It an ordinance, because in the past with these ordinances, like we were going to have chickens, and we went through this, we paid at least $1,000 for the planner to write up this big ordinance, and then it never went anywhere. So I'd hate us to waste our money writing something that's not going to go anywhere.
There are some townships that have top-notch ordinances, probably more than we need, and we can use them as a template. I've already gotten some source information. They've just been through legal review. We can use some of them and pick through them and see what applies and doesn't apply in our township. So,
and one last thing, because you aren't meeting the next meeting? Okay, so we will have the tree lighting. I think it's the 4th on Sunday at 4:30.
It's a full moon.
On December 4th, too? I know it is. It's gonna
be. I love full moons.
She has to lock herself in the basement.
Pray for a clear sky.
Better. This Saturday is a full moon, too, and it's a day of rage. Huh? I believe at 4:30. It'll be on.
Will that be like last year in collaboration with the rec department? And
rec and the fire.
Santa Claus and...
but we won't be all in the firehouse like we were last time.
All 108 of you?
Yes.
With so Mike outside?
So we're going to allow more people to attend, but they're going to be shuffled through. So we're trying to figure out what we can do on the outside. Mm-hmm. I know Maria's looking in the under.
I know. I gave her the number.
A reindeer.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I like your shirt, by the way. Nice shirt, Lori. Key West. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Is there any other public comment? Okay. Seeing none. Can I get a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We're going to go into executive session. Litigation, CWA, professional services. I do not believe there will be any.
Can I ask for a little recess before we go?
I need one myself, so.
Thank you. So, motion two?
Motion to go into executive.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Excuse me.
See you guys. Oh.